Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Maybe it's black coffee, coffee with cream, a cup of Joe, a tumbler of Joe, but just give me the whole pot of Joe. What gets the early percolating isn't the same for any two cotton growers or any two cotton seeds. That's why Stoneville has a variety to thrive in every kind of early. In these parts, try Stoneville 4993 B3XF. It gets out of the ground faster with a strong early stand for a finish you'll love. Find your best variety with the selector tool at Stoneville.com. Stoneville from BASF. Own the early. Always read and follow label directions.
At Helena, we know healthy soil produces healthy plants. That's why we created Zypro with VersaShield formulation technology. Zypro's stabilized enzymes cause a consistent chemical reaction in the soil for up to 60 days, giving plants stronger roots, more nutrient uptake, and better stress tolerance. Contact your local ag retailer or Helena representative to find out how Zypro can improve soil health and yield potential. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use. Well, in its March Global and Domestic Supply and Demand Report, USDA factored in the war in Ukraine in the latest WASD by slashing exports from the country, even as Ukraine implemented its own ban on exports. I had the opportunity to speak with Allendale's Rich Nelson, said that this month's WASD, no big surprises.
No, USDA did lower corn and soybean stocks on the U.S. side, which was more or less expected. They have a really tough job in trying to price in the idea of lowered Ukraine and Russian wheat numbers, wheat exports. They also lowered a little bit on corn exports. But the question for us is how much would they give us on the U.S. balance sheet? So really for today's numbers, you know, a good bump for corn, good bump for soybeans. That was within the trade expectation. But certainly the trade is looking for USDA to have some larger changes on the U.S. balance sheet in the coming weeks here.
Well, now that we know Ukraine has announced an export ban on wheat, corn, and some other grains and livestock, what is this going to do to the numbers going forward?
And that will further tighten them. And you know, USDA partially partially recognized some of the situation. Corn exports, they lowered the Ukraine numbers by 6 million tons on this report. Wheat side, down 4 for Ukraine, another 3 for Russia. So they have taken a good step here. And certainly, from USDA standpoint, they can't price this in, assuming this will last forever. So they're basically taking a piecemeal approach to, or a step-by-step approach to recognizing what is could be a longer term.
And how did the predictions differ?
On corn and soybeans, they were within expectations for the most part. Lower numbers on U.S. The trade was a little surprised by the fact USDA lowered had the U.S. wheat export numbers, but keep in mind, we've got consistent U.S. poor sales even during the face of this Russia-Ukraine issue. So that's a tough bite that the trade had to accept. One small note I will point out is, as far as still in front of us, there are still changes to the Argentine corn and soybean numbers in the future reports. But for the trade's focus, most of the South American argument is now an over and done issue.
How do things like the Russia-Ukraine war and the drought with these type of black swan events, how do those play into the numbers?
And that's a great discussion point. So starting next week is the early start to Ukraine's barley planting. And, you know, they're not major producers, but it does does turn the focus for us on the feed grain side to this issue. And certainly mid-April is their corn planting issue. So as it stands right now, the trade does not have good confidence either way in what type of planting pace would be seen. There certainly will be a crop planted in Ukraine. Let's be very clear about that. The question is whether it's 10% lower than normal, 20, 30, or maybe even 40% lower than normal. That's our key question here.
So to hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
It came in waves, ruthlessly eliminating the toughest, hard-to-kill grassy weeds in wheat. Everest 3.0 herbicide delivers superior flush after flush control of wild oats and green foxtail. And Everest 3.0 is registered for use on yellow foxtail, barnyard grass, Japanese broom, and key broadleaf weeds that can invade your wheat and rob your yields. Ask your retailer about Everest 3.0. Always read and follow label directions.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.